farchi.
Good morning, it's 9:02. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Today is Monday, July 31st, and it's going to be as close as we can get to Lammas. And therefore, it is our Lammas show here at Between the Worlds. July the 31st, I should mention our calendrical information is brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. July the 31st, haymaking now generally over and corn harvest beginning. Field workers must beware lightning. August, the month of harvest, named in honor of the deified Roman Emperor Augustus. In Welsh, it's known as Aust. In Gaelic, it's An Lunasa, the month of the Lammas Festival. And in Anglo-Saxon, it's Weed Manath, the month of weeds. August 1st is Lammas Day, also known as Lunasa. Lammas, or Loaf Mass, is the festival of harvest beginning when the first cut sheaf of corn or bread made from it was blessed and offered in churches. Lammas lands used for growing early crops or hay are today thrown open for common grazing until next spring. In Highland Scotland, Lammastide was Lunasa, the festival of the Celtic god Lu Lightborn, celebrated with gatherings, sports, and great bonfires. Like other quarter days, it's also a time when spirits walk abroad, and hence a good time to divine the future. August the 2nd, guard your health during sultry August, invaluable feverfew, now in flower. Against summer headaches and migraines, inhale the crushed leaves of yellow and white feverfew. Dried, powdered, and taken with honey or sweet wine, feverfew purgeth by siege, melancholy, and phlegm. Wherefore, it is very good for them that are giddy in the head, or which have the turning called vertigo, that is, a swimming or turning in the head. Also, it is good for such as be melancholic, sad, pensive, and without speech. That's from Gerard's Herbal of 1633. On this day, in 1100, King William Rufus was mysteriously slain by an arrow while hunting in the New Forest. Some believe that the notoriously evil-living monarch, who seems to have expected to die on that day, was a llama's sacrifice to the old gods, but he was more probably killed by order of his brother and successor, Henry I. August the 3rd, high time to get harvesting underway. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, make sure of thy reapers, get harvest in hand. The corn that is ripe doth but shed as it stand. Grant harvest, Lord, more by a penny or two, to call on his fellows the better to do. Give gloves to thy reapers, a largest to cry, and ever to loiterers have a good eye. The harvest lord, or king of the mowers, was the trusted man elected by the harvest workers to direct operations. The reapers' gloves protected their hands against thistles and noisome weeds among the corn. August the 5th is St. James Day, old style, traditionally the beginning of the oyster eating season. Though today, the usually accepted doctrine is that oysters are only wholesome when there is an R in the month, and thus not until September. Very hot weather, August the 6th, now presages a hard winter. Ben Jonson, first poet laureate, died on this day in 1637. August the 7th, harvest now well underway and harvest beer flowing. And this is a good time to announce that I'm going to miss the next 2 weeks due to medical appointments. So, August the 8th, mustard plants now beginning to seed. Cut them down, dry them, and thresh them for seed. August the 9th, observe the harvest moon. August the 10th is St. Lawrence's Day, the Cook's Festival. August the 11th is Lammas Eve, old style, the last of the hot and unhealthy dog days, which began on July the 3rd, except for around here where we've had an unusually wet summer. August the 12th, Old Lammas Day, the season for trial or handfast marriages in Scotland. August the 13th, the Feast of St. Cassius, a severe Christian schoolmaster disliked by his pagan pupils, who stabbed him to death with iron pen nibs. He is the patron saint of school teachers. August the 14th, the flowers of harvest time, harvest bells, harvest daisies, and harvest lilies, all now in bloom. August the 15th is the Feast of the Assumption, called in Scotland Great St. Mary's Feast on Harvest. And there's a rhyme from the Carmina Gadelica. I went sunways round my dwelling in the name of Mother Mary, who promised to preserve me, who did protect me, who will preserve me in peace, in flocks, in righteousness of heart. August the 16th, St. Roch's Day, take precautions against contagious diseases. August the 17th, time to gather garden seeds, fear rain now to lay unharvested corn. August the 18th, St. Helena's Day, employ house leek against lightning and burns. August the 19th, weigh supposed witches against the Bible, mice now breeding apace. And August the 20th, revive overworked harvesters, make shot or harvest drink. Well, we all know what Lammas means. Yes, it's time for John Barleycorn.
So till they came unto a bond. And there they made a solemn oath on poor John Barleycorn. They've hired men with a crotchety sticks to cut your skin from bone. And the miller, he has served him worse than that, for he's ground him between two stones.
Come, ye thankful people, come.
Raise the song of harvest home. All be safely gathered in, ere the winter storms begin. The earth our Maker doth provide, for our wants to be supplied. Come, ye thankful people, come. Raise the song of harvest home.
Raise the song.
Raise the song. Raise the song of harvest home.
Cornrows greening, ripening in the head, yes, summer's moving. The seasons turn forever, harvest greens. Taken from the field so fair, tall stalks healing. From the seeds we've gathered, bright moon follows sun. Since time has begun, see our bounties come from the every gather. Sleepy summer days, watch through golden haze. Time to mark the ways and celebrate in our sun. Fields of yellow lie beneath the harvest moon. Days so mellow, you can sleep forever. Come tomorrow, we'll see the seasons turn again. All will follow, the spiral dance together. Mother Earth decree, like dogs all will be. The harvest in view to see, from the earth we gather. Farewell shining one, the parting of the sun. Hope dies, Israel bonds, we'll celebrate in our song. Forever, harvest greens, taken from the field so fair, tall stalks falling. For on the seeds we've scattered, bright moon follows on. Since time has begun, see our bounties come from the earth we've gathered. Farewell, shining one, the parting of the sun. Hope dies, Israel bonds, we'll celebrate Lunasar. Thank you, and happy harvest.
In a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, you know your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Good morning, it's 9:28. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We heard Spiral Dance, great Australian band, from their live Warts and All album, doing the Harvest Carol and Harvest Song. Then Urban Myth gave us the Harvest Llamas song from their fine album, Ex Urbe. And we started off with Traffic, with John Barleycorn from that wonderful album, John Barleycorn Must Die. And next up, we've got Molly Mason and Jay Unger.
When spring lights up the prairie in a thousand shades of green, the farmer gently wakes the earth from its dark and ancient dreams. Each seed holds a perfect plan in harmony with earth and man, and they're bound for another harvest home. Come and go. Each seed holds a perfect plan in harmony with earth and man, and they're bound for another harvest home. On a blazing summer afternoon, the farmer bows and bends among the rows that run forever. His precious crop he tends. The fruits of all his labor here will feed his children through the year, till they're bound for another harvest home. Bound for another harvest home. We'll dance to change as the seasons come and go. The fruit of all our labor here will feed our children through the years, till they're bound for another harvest home. They're bound for another harvest home. Bound for another.
dance to changing rhythms as the seasons come and go. Soon a time will come to rest and know that man and earth are blessed and they're bound for another harvest home. We're all bound for another harvest home.
Life and the death of the Corking Lunasa. Life and the death of the corn king, Lunasa. Life and rebirth of the corn king, Lunasa. It's the life and the death of the corn king, Lunasa. Life and rebirth of the corn king, Lunasa. It's the life and the death of the corn king, Lunasa. Life and rebirth of the corn king.
The night of summer bright, covered all in green. Tell to you his mother true, rise up and be seen. At the quest of summer born, falling deep of a can. Child of barley corn, new summer born, ripening like the grain. Bloom for tall, the spring to fall, then sought to find a wife. But Bala came and made his claim and swore to take his life. At your festival sounds the horn, calling the people again. Child of barley corn, newly summer born, ripening like the grain. The two did fight from morn till night when Luke did strike and won. Bala's eye flew in the sky and there became the sun. At your festival sounds the horn, calling the people again. Child of barley corn, newly summer born, ripening like the grain. There and in the north, and there they lay through many a day, and soon a child came forth. At your festival sounds the horn, calling the people again. Child of barley corn, newly summer born, ripening like the grain. The child who taught from spring to fall, Satanta was his name. But then at length, by honor, strength, to rule, and he became. At your festival sounds the horn, calling the people again. Child of barley corn, newly summer born, ripening like the grain.
Hey, 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 hey hey, ho, 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 hey, 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 hey,
cold and bear the torches in the cold through the brown and barren fields where the fairies have trod. Press the lights into the soil and round the circle writhe and coil for the abundant yield. Thanks be unto the God. Bear the baskets filled with grain, oats and barley and rye. Hide them from the pouring rain, soon to darken the sky. Round and around and around we go, sometimes fast and sometimes slow. Round and around and around the brink of the summer-born king. Old gods are standing near to watch the turning of the year. Far from the forest gloom, fairies clang their tune. Strong staves of rowan trees shall keep the measure merrily. Ash branch and sprig of broom flash beneath the moon. Rise up and join the ring round the harvest tide blaze. Praise now the reigning king in the last of his days. Round and around and around we go, sometimes fast and sometimes slow. Round and around and around the ring of the summer-born king. Hand to hand he passed the blade, and sheathed by the ivy made. Keen the edge that cuts the hand of the dancer unwary. Greet the god with open arms, then bind the ring with silver charms. Raise the spirits of the land, sylvan knight and fairy. Bear now the maiden's blade to the altar of stone. Here where the god has stayed till the harvest has grown. Round and around and around we go, sometimes fast and sometimes slow. Round and around and around the ring of the summer-born king. Round, round upon the ground where Jack of Green is autumn bound. Whirl, whirl the ivy curl where the harvest was swinging. Bright, bright the firelight when day is turning into night. Swirl, swirl the smoke doth curl while the dancers are singing. Dance neath the autumn crown amongst the bottles and sheaves. Dance now upon the ground, branches, nymphs and leaves. Round and around and around we go, sometimes fast and sometimes slow. Round and around and around the ring of the summer-born king. Round and around we go, sometimes fast and sometimes slow. Round and around the ring of the summer-born king.
And that was Gwydion Penderwyn with the Harvest Dance from Songs of the Old Religion. Prior to that was the Sindali Chorus, celebrating the grape harvest and the wine that would come. The Kakuri Mravel Jamiri, Dable Songs of Georgia. Then we heard the basket dance from the Pueblo Indians of San Juan, New Mexico. Always a celebration there in the high desert when the corn comes in and the monsoon rains come. And we heard another one from Gwydion Penderwyn that was a Lunasa dance, also from Songs of the Old Religion. Damn the Bard gave us Lunasod from Hearn's Apprentice, and Molly Mason and Jay Unger did Bound for Another Harvest Home from the Harvest Home Suite. We have time for just about one more, and we're going to go out of here with the great Malian singer Ali Farka Touré with a harvest song from Mali called Kara.
Thank you.